Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Now, a little bit about Ada Marie. She is a revolutionary seer, a conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. She grew up a farm in eastern Montana prairie, where she was taught herbal medicine and mentored an intuitive sight by her grandmothers, who were conscious mediums, such as herself. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so here is Ada Marie. Ada Marie, once again, how are you tonight? Well, I think I lost her for a moment. Hang on, folks. Hey, can you hear me? Okay, folks, I lost her, but hang in there. I'm going to play a song for you by Alba, who's a New Thought singer. It's called The Power of Joy, and I'll get Ada Marie back on the line, so just hang in there.
Thinking, and I'm clearly conceiving the power of joy. It's easy and jolly, 'cause life is a party. It turns all the tears to laughter and confusion to solution. Whoa, like this I want to live. Quite amazing that only I'm raising the power of joy. It's easy and jolly, 'cause life is a party. It turns all the tears to laughter and confusion to solution. Whoa, like this I want to live. Direction to reach with intention, the power of joy. It's easy and jolly, 'cause life is a party. It turns all the tears to laughter and confusion to solution. Whoa.
Okay, folks, sorry to interrupt the song, but I have Ada Marie. I believe I do. Are you there, Ada Marie?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, every once in a while we have a glitch in the studio, and so if anybody happens to get disconnected like one other person and Ada Marie did, just call back in, and we should be able to get to everybody that's on the line now. But what has become the way we're handling the show now is that we're having the first caller of the day suggest a topic that we can discuss before we take calls. And a very nice lady by the name of Donna has brought up an interesting topic. And so the question is this: does synchronicity play a role in your life? So I'm just going to generally ask that question of you, Ada Marie, and then we can pick up the discussion from there. What do you think?
I think it definitely does. Mm-hmm. I think that your consciousness, your thinking, your ability to be aware creates that synchronicity and brings into your life those things which you think you want to know.
Well, I agree with you totally on that. it's amazing. It's also amazing how you can fall out of that place. And wouldn't you say that that's a warning sign that you need to get back into a spiritual groove?
I do believe that the more aware you are of your spiritual being, the more of these kind of things happen in a positive manner for you. If you do not have a positive energy pattern flowing for you, you will not get this kind of synchronicity. So believe me, instead of saying, I don't want, I don't like, and I don't care, say, I'd like to know a little more, or I'd like to become aware.
Hmm.
And then you have something to share.
What else can you do?
What else can you do?
Mm-hmm.
You can live your life every morning and every day in a positive manner, no matter what the day is. Like, I get up in the morning and I say good morning, and I live in that good morning all day long and listen to everybody and then answer them in a positive manner. Many of the answers are not really positive, but there is a positive way to straighten that answer out so that you can get through that situation and not be scathed by it or torn to shreds. It isn't necessary to let yourself get upset and angry just because the person on the other end of the line has to lay their troubles on you and their anger on you. Just keep blessing, 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 blessing. That's what I do. When I hear somebody that is carrying on about something, I silently bless them until they shut up.
I love it. I guess I was also thinking about the role of gratitude and how that can play into both maintaining a positive attitude and attracting more synchronicity into your life. What do you think about that?
Well, I think gratitude is a necessity of life. Because if you cannot be grateful, then how in the world can you ever have anything to give? You have nothing. If you cannot be grateful for anything, if you find fault with everything around you, how can you expect to have anything good and wonderful happen? You know, we take it for granted the sun comes up. We take it for granted that the wind blows. We take these things for granted. But if we become negative about all of these things, I don't like the sun, it's too hot, you know, and I don't like the wind, blah, blah, blah. Pretty soon you find yourself in a negative hole where you don't like yourself.
Mm.
I mean, you literally are digging a hole and putting yourself in it.
It sounds like acceptance is a very important attitude to maintain.
I think it is exceptionally important, exceptionally so that by accepting things around you and your awareness and people around you, you find that you sleep better, you feel better, you're not ill or you're not in need of health treatments. What you're in need of is a little bit of space to rest between people.
Mm-hmm. Were you going to say something else?
Well, I was going to say that when I say rest between the people that come in the door, the people on the phone, and the people you work with.
That's a big
group.
Yeah. Well, that certainly is the case for you, I know. You've had had a busy day for yourself.
I do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's wonderful that you can carve out this time to be present for people that do have questions about their lives. And we do have a number of callers on the line right now. Why don't we take a few calls? And if there are other topics that people want to bring up to discuss, we'd be happy to discuss those along the way.
Right.
Okay, well, let's go to Donna. She was the first, she was the woman that suggested the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Donna.
Anna Marie. Hi, David. Thanks for answering that about synchronicity. I would like to know if there's a relationship coming in for me. It's been a while, and it's been a kind of a struggle for me meeting someone because I just don't see anybody eligible. And also, I wanted to know if you see a little part-time job, because these are two things I'm kind of struggling with right now.
I see no problem with you getting a part-time job. It depends on where you're looking.
Okay, yeah. Home health care.
Okay, are you looking to take care of, be a caretaker for someone? Or are you looking in the field? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But privately.
Then,
privately. I don't want to work in any nursing home or anything.
No, you don't want to work in a nursing home. So if you want to be a private caretaker, what you need to do is sit down and write out on a piece of paper the kind of person you want to care for, the distance you have to drive to care for this person, and the hours you want to work. And then after you've done that and you've did it three times, you read it three times and it's like the way you want it, then take the list and stick it under your pillow. And I will guarantee you that within 3 days something will show up.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, wonderful. All right. And
Adam-Marie,
are your guys telling you anything about someone coming into my life? Because I've never been married, and it's something I've always wanted to do is get married.
Well, have you ever written a description of a husband?
I have. I've written, all the traits that I'd like to. Yeah, I have. Yes.
Have you written how you would treat this person?
I treat people very nicely. Yes.
No. Did you write a description of how you would treat a husband if you had a husband?
Oh, no, I didn't write that. I wrote all the qualities.
Well, wait a minute.
Great.
No. This is what you want in a man. Now, beside it, put the paper that says what you want, how you want to treat him.
Okay.
You're saying how you want to be treated. Now, how are you willing to treat this man?
Right.
Think about
that.
Well,
the characteristics I'm looking for in him, I have in me.
Well, you've got to write it out. You've got to write out how you're going to treat him.
Okay.
Okay? Then put the two pieces of paper together, stick it under your mattress, and go to bed.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay, and it'll work. I guarantee it. One time, a couple did this. Then, after being married 2 years, they called me back, and they wanted to have children, and they were a little older than, they were in their late 20s. I said, just hold hands and walk around the block every night, and you'll have a child, because they had tried a childbirth thing. It didn't work. Guess what? They had twins.
Oh, my gosh.
They had twins. A year
Isn't
later,
that wonderful?
They had a pair of twins.
Oh,
so,
my.
See, some of those things are very simple. Anybody can do it if they just know how to do it. So what
well,
you
I'm
need
do
to
it when
do
I
is
get
what
off
I said.
I'm going to sit down. I'm going to write those two letters. Yeah. Thank you, Anna Marie.
Okay,
you have such a beautiful name, too. Beautiful name.
Thank you. It's Ada, A-D-A, Ada.
Ada, yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you too.
And thanks for bringing up the topic, Donna. We really appreciate that.
Okay, David, take care.
Okay, take care, sweetie. All right. Something very interesting is happening with the phone lines. people have been dropping off and calling back in, and unfortunately, when you've called back in, your name has disappeared. So please excuse me for not getting to you in the exact order that you had originally called in, but we'll get to all of you, so don't worry about it. The next caller that I have time-wise is Ellen, and Ellen, you're live.
Hello, I'm not Ellen.
Hi.
So I don't know if you want to take her first, but I'm not Ellen.
What?
This isn't Ellen. I was calling in as well, but if you can take me now, great. If not, I could wait until after
you
take Ellen.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, what is your name, honey?
My name is Kathy.
Kathy, no, that's fine. The studio is really going haywire today.
Yeah, the wind.
Yeah.
We've got wind here.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering, I had contacted a gentleman regarding work. He is a Taurus, and I admire his work. So I was wondering if you see him coming on board the project that I'm working on now, or if it might be the next one that he might come on board for, or maybe it's not the match that I thought it would be. I'm not sure.
I think you will hear from him, but he is already busy, so it may be the second project.
Okay. I would be happy with that.
But I think you will hear from him. Okay?
Great.
Looks like he's going to respond, but he's busy.
And it will go well once we do get working together?
Once
he might be a good match?
Yeah, you'll be a good match to work together.
Oh, well, lovely, lovely. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so very much, and I love your voice sounds so reassuring. It's so lovely. Thank you. Thank you for that as well.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You
God bless.
Many blessings to you both. Yes, God bless you both. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay, goodbye for now. Okay, we're going to try this again. Let's see if this is Jessica.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jessica?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Well, you're live, hon.
Hi. My question is my love, if there's anything in the next year.
What did you say?
You were cutting out. Try holding the phone a little closer. Are you on speakerphone, Jessica?
Yes.
Try taking it off speakerphone because you were cutting out.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Try again. She didn't hear what you were asking.
I couldn't
hear you. My question is regarding my love life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see anyone coming in or a past relationship returning?
I don't see anyone returning, but I think along about the end of July, someone will appear. But pay close attention that this is somebody you really want a relationship with. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, just don't get in a rush with it. Take your time.
Okay, so you
think
see
it's a good
right.
person, but I think you have to take your time.
Okay, so you see a thing happening with my ex, right?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you're coming up with some quick answers today, Ada Marie. Goodbye, Jessica.
Well, I just did a very important work for somebody in the film business, and the channel opened and went quickly. So I still think I'm carrying that energy.
That's great. It must be amazing to be able to channel like that. Has that been the case for you right along ever since you were a little child?
Since I was very young, yes. But as time, you know, as time has gone on, there have been periods where I wasn't able to really do a good job, so I just didn't do it. I just didn't do it until everything cleared up. And sometimes it has to do with the moon and the weather, and other times it has to do with the actual things that come to me. Because, you know, when you're receiving, you can receive 15 or 20 things at one time, but you want the one that works for the people you're working with. So I have to wait some time to see what comes forward when I ask in my mind for the proper person.
That makes sense. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why there's a delay once in a while before I say something.
That doesn't happen very often, but yes, I have noticed every once in a while there is a little bit of a delay.
Right, right.
Yeah. I think it would be important to mention to the people that are on the line now that Ada Marie does do a lot of different work. As I mentioned, she is a seer and a healer and a conscious medium. She can communicate with the dead, and these are things, that's something she'll only do in a private session. She is available from 6 in the morning until 6 at night, Pacific time, and she will give you the first 15 minutes for free. So I'm going to give you her phone number, and get your pens and papers ready, and here it comes.
My email address.
Okay. Her email address is adamarie@thegoldenoracle.com, and her phone number is area code 520-896-9510, and her website is very simply thegoldenoracle.com, and that will tell you more about the different types of service that she can provide. So once again, her email address is adamarie@thegoldenoracle.com. Her phone number is 520-896-9510. And her website is thegoldenoracle.com. So with that said, we'll go to the next caller. And we have a caller from area code 803. What is your name, please?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing? I lost my job yesterday, and my girlfriend broke up with me today. So let me see. But now I don't want to get back with her. I'm with somebody else. She keeps breaking up with me, and I lost my job. So what do you see from that?
It all happened at once, right?
Right.
A new
she
beginning
always breaks
is
up
there.
With me. But I miss my money, though. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to take a bath, sit down in your robe, and be silent. Nothing. No thought of any kind in your head whatsoever. Keep your head silent and let the universe talk, and let your own angels and guides come to you. And when you wake up in the morning, you'll have an answer. It works. It works. I've done it myself many times, and so have others. So that's what you're going to do, okay?
Okay. What do you see for me?
What do I see? I see a very ambitious man who is determined to have a good position and give a good day's work and be wonderfully happy with all the people he works with. That's what I see.
Oh, okay. All right.
You buy that?
Yeah, you see any girls?
Okay.
See any women?
Women? Honey.
Yeah.
You got women all over the place. You just don't pay enough attention to them.
Oh, okay.
They like you. You just are a little too shy, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Hmm.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Hello?
What?
Oh, he said, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're welcome. He's got
that's
a lot of things going for him.
Yes, you do have a lot going on, Chris. God bless you.
Yeah. He's a good worker.
Mm. Okay. I've got
hi,
area
this
code.
Is Karen?
Yes, hi, Karen. Say hello
hi,
to Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi, Karen. How are you today?
I'm doing really good. I went for an interview today, and the girl that I met, the recruiter, was an alumni of my college, and we both hit it off pretty well. And it was kind of synchronicity, I guess. Just we went to the same school. I'd never met anyone that had gone to my school in this area. And I'm just wondering if you see her hiring me to do some business. It was a temp agency, but she said she would possibly look for a full-time job for me as well. And if, do you see us doing business together?
You could, easily.
Okay.
Because you think the same. You came into each other's world at a time when you're both ready to put a project together.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. She said, how soon could I start?
Okay. It's a good thing. You're inspired, and it's a good thing.
How long do you see her? How long do you see her before she'll call me?
Oh, tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That came quick.
Sounds good.
It is good.
Oh, good. And so you think things will go well then?
It will. It was no accident that you accidentally meant.
Oh, okay.
that was not an accident. Somebody upstairs prearranged that.
Yeah. Yeah, I had just left another job after 2 days, so this really helped out. This really helped
out. And it's a good thing, and you'll be good together. You'll have a good time, and you'll have a good business.
Oh, sounds good. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'll let you guys know. Thank you.
Yes,
take care,
ma'am. Yeah, Ada Marie's on every Wednesday. Next week, we're going to have a vacation week, but otherwise she'll be on every Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern time. So, you know, check back with us and let us know how you're doing.
Yes.
Okay. We'll do.
Yeah.
Give us a report.
And Karen, were you listening at the beginning of the show when we were discussing the topic of Oh, just lost her. Okay. I was just curious. It was interesting the way she talked about synchronicity.
Right.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Area code 714. You're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Alexis. Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi, Alexis. Sorry we lost you earlier. I don't know what happened.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I just called right back.
Right.
So,
Ada
Marie, how are you?
You?
Thank you for taking calls.
Well, you're welcome. What can I do for you?
So, I don't really have a question in particular. I was hoping maybe you could just say something that I need to hear?
Well, I'm going to say something. You need to ask a question. If I don't have a question, I can't say anything.
I really don't know what to ask. I guess I could ask about, so something that I'm into is cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin and Ethereum. Maybe you could ask, like, what the future is for the coins, all of them in general?
I could ask, but I don't know that I can bring in somebody to give you that answer. I'm not getting the answer myself. So you ask. I'm waiting to see if anybody comes, but right now nobody has appeared or given me any answer. So I can't answer the question.
Okay, how about the future with my boyfriend? I'm kind of, well, yeah, the future with my boyfriend. Current boyfriend.
What future?
Yeah, okay, cool. That's kind of what I wanted to confirm. That's good
right.
news. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there love in my life in the next near future?
Yes, there is. It'll be closer to fall.
Oh, good. Okay. All right, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling back, Alexis.
Thank you.
Wow,
bye.
You're okay, goodbye there. Sorry to have cut off. You're really on a roll today, Ada Marie.
Yeah, I know. I picked up a very, very wonderful pattern of energy to work with.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see who this is. It may be another one of the callers that was disconnected. Area code 610,
hello.
What is your name, please?
My name is Sonia. Hi, Dave.
Hi. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Sonia,
okay.
Yeah. Hi, Ada Marie. Hello?
Ada Marie, can you hear her?
Barely.
Her name is Sonia.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Hello, Ada.
Hi. What's your question?
My question is regarding employment. I am employed now, but I just started putting feelers out there because there's no growth for me here. And I applied for a position that I just had a hunch, although it was no longer advertised, but a position really attracted me. And to my surprise, I was able to, there was no email, no nothing, and I was able to, you know, call and work my way through and get an email to send it. And then I called again to make sure to receive it. I'm like, well, they're not going to call me back. Well, to my surprise, I got a response back from a recruiter and asked me for some sample work, answer some questions. And they said it's on my resume. They want to know more about me. So I spent a few days to complete that. I finished completing it. And they thanked me and they said they're just reviewing it. You know, they will get back to me maybe within a week or so. Also, I was not expecting that. So I just wanted to see what you're picking up because obviously they must have seen something and if I have a chance with this company.
You do have a chance and you will get a good position.
Oh, okay. That is great. That is awesome.
Yeah, it'll be wonderful. It's a surprise. They were looking for someone like you and you just happened to pop in to fill the bill.
Right, because the thing is it's a technical support role, but it's working remotely. And all the companies
mm-hmm.
located in the other side of the country. I mean, I figure at some point
mm-hmm.
I'll have to hop on a plane and get to meet them. But I'm sure the nice thing is that they're going to pay for all my travel expenses and lodging and whatnot. But, I mean, for what I was able to research, the benefits are awesome. And I'm sure probably the pay is too as well, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. So by when do you see them, like, making me an offer? Like, I mean, I'm sure I have to do more in the process, but, like, by when do you see that?
They'll make you a good offer.
Do you picking up, like, a date or something?
No, it's within the month.
Oh, okay. All right. That's about standard.
What I'm getting is it's within the month. Like, it'll happen before the end of this month.
Okay. And then I got to give my 2 weeks' notice and whatnot because this company is just, I mean, I appreciate if I have a job, but I don't want to take any of the bad things from this place to the other place, if you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, right.
It's good to separate them because it's, you know, positive brings positive and negative brings negative. Unfortunately, you know, that's the law of attraction. That's what you're attracting.
Right.
Yeah. You don't see any issues with wearing a mask when I'm getting ready to leave? Are they going to be surprised or
anything?
Not
at this time. I don't see any issues.
Okay, but do you feel they're going to be surprised, like one of these?
Pardon?
Do you feel they're going to be surprised when I leave, like when I tell them?
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's just no growth for me there, and I just feel they haven't been completely honest. I'm also not paid what I should be, you know, get paid. So, you know, I tried with them, but it's just time to move on. So I think I'm absolutely doing the right thing here.
This will be a good change for you.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Okay. Anything else you're picking up?
Okay. Right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care, Sonia.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, let me see. This is a friend of mine. Let me see if she has a question for you. She might just be listening today.
Okay.
This is Patricia. Patricia, did you have a question or want to interject a topic?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay, sweetheart. Well, thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
We appreciate your energy.
Oh, yeah. Positive.
Mm-hmm.
Are you enjoying the show?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Being still and
that's
seeing
a good
what
thing.
The universe has for me. I have being one day at a time.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I've gotten several calls from people who have said, I won't miss your show because during the show, you usually answer the question before I get to ask.
Yeah.
I have to ask a different one. So that's a wonderful thing. I'm glad it's useful to people.
Yeah.
I'm glad if they call me or email me, I'll be happy to share with them over the phone whatever they have need of. I give the first 15 minutes of a call free, and then it's an hour. The calls are an hour, and they're $100, and I take credit cards and PayPal. You can pay on PayPal. So I try to accommodate everybody, but make your list of questions before you call. Don't call me without your list, because you can write three questions, and the main question is the one we start with, and that way it allows everybody the opportunity to call, ask a question, and leave time for somebody else, because like today, the answers are coming very quickly. I mean, I'm amazed, and the wind is blowing out there, but I'm amazed that we're receiving answers so quickly today. It's wonderful. And as you know, they don't always come that quick.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to hear anything not good. Everything's good. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just now.
Well,
give me off.
What you want to know is if you send out good thoughts, you're going to get good thoughts back. So that's a good thing.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. I'm one day at a time for me because
everybody needs to live 1 minute of 1 hour of 1 day to the best of their ability because that way they're always going to be on the top side of their life.
Mm.
If you find a negative, turn it into a positive. What did you learn from it? Maybe the statement came and you needed to learn whatever it brought you. And that's a positive part.
You're answering questions without.
Yeah.
You know what I did? I did a prayer chaplain training last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it left me very kind of discombobulated. It brought out my inner child. And I felt threatened. And I didn't really know what that was about. I thought I outgrew being afraid of authority figures and churches. and religion. Will I outgrow that? I'm already
mature.
I'm sure
you will. Just a little study will outgrow it.
Yeah.
You know, study. When you become aware, then you're no longer frightened.
Yes.
I had someone ask me a while back about, aren't they afraid of God? I said, who would be afraid of God? How could you do that?
Right.
There's no way
to
do that.
True.
He's only divine love. That's what he is, divine love. And if you're afraid of divine love, you got a problem.
That's deep.
That's all you're going to get from him, nothing else. There isn't one negative thing that he ever has pushed or sent out.
Right. People don't know what love is if you're afraid of divine love. Do you think so?
No.
Okay.
Why should
if
you be
someone
afraid
is
of
afraid
love?
Of love, then they don't know what love is.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. They have never, ever been accepting of any love they've been given. It may not be that they haven't been given love, because they probably have, but to them, what is love? Like, I'll give you an example. A lady who was in my class thought her husband didn't love her. And so the class said, well, why doesn't you think he loves you? And she says, well, he never offers to dry the dishes for me, ever. And he said, well, what has he done that is nice? Well, she said, Saturday he brought me a new convertible. And everybody was in roaring. I mean, they were laughing so hard you couldn't even think. And he says, but that's not love. That's just an excuse. And I said to her, an excuse for what? And she said, well, he won't dry the dishes for me. He won't take out the trash. And everybody in the class jumped up and ran for my trash can. I said, that's ridiculous. That's totally ridiculous. Obviously,
beautiful.
He loves you, or he wouldn't have worked hard to save the money to get you a convertible. And, well, she said, that's just money. I said, honey, do you want to go without money? I'll tell you how to do that. But, I mean, it's so funny how people think. They just think, here this guy didn't take out the trash, so she thought he doesn't love her. He probably absentmindedly didn't take it out because he figured it was a household chore for her.
Mm.
You know? I mean, if he takes care of the job outside, away from home and the yard, then he's doing his work. She can take out her own trash. I take out mine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I would.
I thought that was hilariously. Everybody was just rolling. He didn't love her, but he bought her a red convertible.
Wow.
How funny was that?
Yeah.
So everybody has a different mindset. That's what I'm saying. Everybody has a different mindset about what love really is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That just
happened
to be an extreme.
Yes.
You're welcome.
And not so extreme. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you,
God
Ada.
God bless you.
Marie. And bless you both.
Bless you. Bless you, bless you.
Mm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we have one more caller. Area code 401. What is your name, please?
It's Fernanda.
I didn't catch that.
Fernanda? Yes.
Oh, what an unusual name. I like that.
Yeah,
well,
thank you.
Yeah, say hello to Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you?
Good, I guess. Could be better, but I guess can't complain too much.
What's your question?
My question is if we can either do a basic reading or if you can tell me. I'm currently going through a divorce. I filed for the divorce, but I don't want it. And in the past, he told me he wants it. He doesn't want it. It's been really confusing. And then today, he texted me. He said he wants to meet with me to go over things. And I don't even know if I should even accept meeting with him or not. I don't know what's going on. I'm very confused.
Well, is there anything in the relationship that makes you happy?
Prior to, yes. We had a wonderful relationship. We were married for 16 years,
so
and I was
what's
truly
the whole
a
idea
queen.
Of a divorce?
Because my husband left one day out of the blue, came home and told me he was going out to get medicine and never came back home. And then I found out he was with some other woman that made his head, and he's in a really bad, bad place right now. So I had to file for divorce for financial reasons. But like I said, it's not what I really want. I really hope for reconciliation, but I don't even know if that's in the cards for us.
It doesn't appear to be in the cards. The cards look pretty empty.
Okay. Like I said, I don't know what to make of him wanting to invite me for coffee and meet with me.
Hmm. Well, something,
so I just got
something
that message
has changed.
Today.
Mm-hmm. Is he on some kind of a medication?
He's supposed to. He has heart issues, but I heard that he had to stop taking his medication.
Mm-hmm. So he's running frightened, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know. I know, like I said, this woman has caused a lot of damage in his life. It's a very toxic relationship that they're in.
Obviously it is. So what do you want to do? Do you want to release it?
Do I want to release what, him?
The relationship, yeah.
Theirs? Oh, definitely. But I really would, like I stated to you, I mean, because he's not well. He's definitely not well because of what this, like I said, he stopped taking his heart medication. My husband had a heart attack several years ago, and
yes,
he stopped taking his heart medication and everything because of her. And he started to drink and got himself into a really bad place financially and everything. And I want to help him, and I feel that, you know, if there was a reconciliation, that I could help him be the person that he was. He was a truly wonderful, wonderful person.
Honey, he's taken a different path. Mm-hmm. He's not going to turn around and go back.
Okay. So what should I make
I'm
of
sorry.
The message? Yeah, I understand.
You didn't
what do,
do
you
think? Anything.
No, I didn't. He didn't, definitely not. What do you feel that
you
I should,
do
how
anything.
Should I take this text message from him?
You actually haven't done anything to harm him. He's run aground on his own through some of his
That's
own
correct.
Antics and some of the things that he's done. So
mm-hmm.
you can't change that. That's his. It's not
right,
going to change.
That. Oh, I understand that. I just wanted
Pardon?
To help him get better going, you know, in the future, going forward. You know what I'm saying? Once him and this woman stop seeing each other or whatever, that I could help him. That's how I that's what my hope would be. But like I said, especially from the text message that I received today where he texted me this morning, do you want to meet me for coffee? Let's go over some things. And I don't know how to take it. I haven't replied because I'm not even sure how to take it.
Right, because what is he asking for?
I don't know. Exactly, I don't know.
Right. So you better make a list of things that you require before you have that meeting of you for
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Right.
Make
but
a
you,
list for
you
yourself
feel that
of
it
the
would be for
a
reconciliation or that you want to meet with me for that aspect of it? Oh, no.
No.
No? Okay.
No. That came
okay.
fast.
You don't. I'm sorry?
That answer came very fast.
Okay. Do you see him and this woman staying together? I mean, and just making them worse for himself? No.
No.
That one came fast, too.
Yeah, it did come fast.
It did.
He's going to be alone.
Mm-hmm. You see that coming up in a few, anytime soon?
Yeah, within the next 3 months.
They're going to break up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you something? And I don't know how I feel about this, and I have mixed feelings, but stuff was laid at my door prior to him moving out, like powders and eggs and, like, I guess black magic. I don't know how I feel about it. I never believed it. I never thought of it until this was done to me. And then the way he left, is that possible?
Yeah, it's possible. It wasn't something you even dreamed about. So it really set your consciousness on fire.
Right, because it was like one time it was a yellow powder, another time it was a white powder, another time was a raw egg that was left on my doorstep. And then we had, like I said, the perfect relationship, truly great relationship. We were the envy of a lot of people. I was truly his queen. He treated me like a queen. And then from one day, out of the blue, like I said, he walked out of the house.
Mm-hmm. And you never really knew what he was all about, because he did all those nice things. You never thought about what he was going around, what was going on in his head.
Right.
Right?
Or even that something that, like this, like something that could be light at my door that could do something like this?
Somebody was doing something. It was some kind of a spell they were using. And I'm not very good about spells because I don't dabble in that stuff. But I would say that in the beginning, had you known anything about it or talked to somebody who did, they could have given you more information. But the thing started out to be difficult, so you would worry so that you were not paying attention to what he was really doing.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how that works. I know how it works. I don't know how to do it, but I know how it works.
Right.
I
never believed in anything like that. Yeah, right. I never believed in anything like that until it was done. And then even when I saw it, I didn't think anything of it until he left and then started looking into what was that and then, you know, reading more into it. And I did have a reading, and that's when they told me something was done at your door. I was like, oh, my God, I saw the powders, but I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a sad thing, but what goes around comes around. So he's already put this in together, and it's in motion, and it'll come back to him, and it'll roost in his court, not yours.
Right. It's definitely coming back to him. Slowly, like I said, he's in a really, really bad place financially, mentally. He really is. And this woman is truly taking advantage of him.
Right. So now you're going to dismiss him because you're not going to support him anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
All right. Well, like I said, I'm a caring soul, and I really wish him nothing but the best. And I really wanted to help him, even if it was not as my husband, but just as a friend, help him get away from this woman, make him see what he's doing to his own life, the path that
he's let him take care of it. It's his problem. He created it. Let him dance to his own music.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And again, like I said, I just wanted to, about the reconciliation, to see what I would make out of the text message that, you know, I got today.
You would be sad because you'd have done all the work and he wasn't even appreciating it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm telling you to just drop it and go about your business.
Okay.
Separate the energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I'll do that. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're a nice lady. You don't deserve this.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Have a blessed
God bless you,
you,
Linda.
Yep. Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that is all the calls that we have for today. Is
okay.
there anything else that you'd like to say before we end the show?
I can't think of anything. I think that most of these people are very genuine,
mm-hmm.
and I always enjoy being able to help them. And every once in a while, this week I had 3 different calls from people I spoke with, and they were very appreciative, and I thought they were wonderful. And I'm sending each one of them one of my little books on miracles in your fingertips. So if anybody's interested in that book, they can write me. It's a small book, but it's full of a lot of information. And the book is $5 in the postage. So if people are interested in it, because I'm surprised at the people from my show that call me up and talk to me and ask. And I've never even really talked about the book on the show.
No, you haven't.
But it's full of answers. Did I send you a book?
You sent me the one about growing younger.
Oh, didn't I send you the one, Miracles in Your Fingertips?
No, you sent me a wonderful relaxation.
Oh, yeah, that book is great. That's a great book. I've been sending, usually when I send them, I send the Miracles in Your Fingertips with it. Because one is big and one is smaller, you know.
Oh.
The size of the book, I mean, is not.
Well, you know what? I saved the box. Let me look in there.
Well, it's Young Again.
Yes, yeah.
And that's a really good book.
Yes.
And How to Reverse the Aging Process. And it's really common sense and down to earth, I think. And I had them on my site for $5. People go on here and order the book. And so then I said, well, when people want miracles in your fingertips, I'll send them a book too.
Well, I'm going to look in the envelope because I pulled that one book out, and maybe there is something else in there. So I will check in that, and I'll let you know.
Okay, do that, because I did send you Miracles in Your Fingertips as well as Young Again.
Okay, sweetheart. Well, thank you. I will double
yeah.
that. I'm glad that I didn't throw out the envelope yet.
I am too.
All right. Well, it's been a great show. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and it's been wonderful working with you. I really enjoy that.
I enjoy working with you, and we'll talk 2 weeks from today.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Okay. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Thank you.